95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching sister.
Still have your chance to qualify for that trip to Vegas to see Billy Idol this hour.
Yep, we're going to play him pretty soon. You be caller 25, and you are in that drawing.
Are you down with the competitive eating world?
No, but same. I should be, because I can certainly pack it away.
I don't know. It's gross.
It is.
It's gross.
It is.
They had that Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Over the 4th of July.
Joey Chestnut ate 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
62.
Imagine that.
62.
62 hot dogs with buns.
How big is he, pray tell?
He's not huge.
Yeah, that's what's weird. He's, I mean, they can work it out. And are they allowed to wet the buns a little?
They do, yes.
Yeah.
I think they can if they want to. But he's so far ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, second place was 49 hot dogs. He got 62.
What is that like the next 3 days?
Well, that's odd you should ask that, because that's the audio that we have. Is somebody interviewing
in a toilet?
Joey Chestnut about the recovery after eating 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel after eating so many hot dogs at once? And you were just talking about the detox and the antibiotics. How long does it take you to recover?
It takes a while. A football player, Tom Brady, he'd go into a football game knowing that he's going to get hit.
All right, hold on.
So he's comparing himself to a football player.
To Tom
Pro
Brady.
Football.
Not just a football player. Tom Brady.
Right.
Listen, though. He is the Tom Brady of eating competitions.
Sure, and they're really similar. You know, the workout and the money and the fame and the glory and the knowing the plays.
I mean, we can pick it apart because he's an idiot for comparing himself to Tom Brady.
Right.
But yeah. He's saying, I know I'm gonna take
right.
it. I know gonna I'm
take
gonna take
hit.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a hit after
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I know that after this contest I'm not gonna feel great. It's gonna take about 4 days to feel really normal.
That's what I figured.
Days.
3 or 4 days. That's exactly I'm like,
I need a toilet nearby.
You need to lay there and just not hurl.
I can't imagine with that much in your stomach, because your stomach never has that much in it.
No.
62 hot dogs.
They should have mic'd up his stomach so we can hear the gurgling.
No.
What kind
What's
of noise?
I don't want to hear that.
And the first 12 hours after the contest, I'm going to feel like garbage. So it's I go in knowing that, and I'm willing to go through that, because it's an amazing contest. It's 4th of July.
It's an amazing contest.
What does he do the rest of the
Only
year?
Only in America.
4th of July every year.
Cram way too much food in your mouth.
I know there is a competitive eating circuit
sure.
of some kind
yeah.
where the athletes compete. But I don't know what
you know,
do the rest of the year.
And they call ones in math, mathletes. They need to come up with a name for them. Maybe they have one. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. But they do.
Eatletes.
He does have his fans.
How much did he win?
I don't know.
For doing 62 hot dogs.
I don't know how much they get.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's probably a fair chunk of change.
And I'm going to do what it takes to get number 16.
In 2021, you set the record. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What are you shooting for in this one? Do you think you will win it again?
Oh, I think I can pull off the win, and if the conditions are right and I find a mean, nasty rhythm, a record is possible. And the crowd is an amazing crowd, Coney Island, and they're going to be pushing me and supporting me, and I'm going to do whatever I can to deliver.
If conditions are right.
Yeah, what is that? And I would also say if there's any crowd on earth that can push you into doing anything insane, they will be at Coney Island.
Yeah,
that's true. A fact.
That is true. You can count on them being there.
Absolutely, yes.
So 80 he was going for. He got 62.
Yeah.
So lame. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Friends. That's what our Gimme 5 is going to be about today. Songs with friend in the title. Friend, neighbor. Well, no neighbor,
no,
just
not
friend.
Neighbor. That's
nope.
Not even friend.
Just friend.
That's what it was. How about some money?
Yeah! Gimme.
Dollar, that's what I need.
You know, if you're listening closely to the last song, you had a little preview.
A little taste.
Bump.
Who knew?
That's nice.
The best countries in the world ranked.
Woo! USA! USA!
Best countries in the world ranked. It says we can see the government and everything that surrounds us. For example, in the streets, the courts, the police, the schools. It's more than just the people in charge of federal government and states and municipalities. The researcher further explains that a patient quickly receives a doctor's appointment when he needs an X-ray.
That'd be nice.
Children have a large selection of schools to go to.
That'd be good.
So that's how they made the list.
Right.
So I ask you the top 10 countries.
Are you
in the world
thinking about moving away, young Kevin? Is that why you pulled this up? Is that your deal? Right after the 4th of July, too. Unbelievable. Shocking.
No, but now that you mention it.
One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend $1 at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. I'm not going to start with these United States, you know? I'm just not. So what do you think about that? How do you feel about those apples?
Well, I mean, that's not a guess.
No, it isn't. But I'm just saying.
You're just telling me what you're not going to guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at an American flag right over there.
Sure.
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
I'll start with Japan.
Japan.
People seem very happy in Japan. What?
Is incorrect. Wait, let me check the top 19. Japan
number 19.
Is 19.
Well, there goes my idea of lists.
All right.
Switzerland. They love it in Switzerland. They're always happy in Switzerland.
Are they?
Yeah, apparently.
Who knew?
I know some people over there.
Switzerland is not in the top
Sweden.
10. Sweden is not in the top 10. Sweden is 14.
New Zealand.
New Zealand is a good guess.
Yeah.
And correct.
Yay!
So you got one.
But I can't possibly get all the others.
No.
Yeah.
Nor would you.
Canada. Apparently not.
Canada is a negative.
So what do you think about that, Canada? You suck!
Nope.
This list that Kevin found laying on the floor of the elevator.
It's a website called Study Finds.
Okay.
Research and reviews and notables. Here's the top 10 list of countries. Number 10 is Germany. Number 9, you got New Zealand.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Belgium.
I wouldn't have even thought of Belgium, except waffles.
Same. Belgium. Number 7 is Norway. Have guessed Norway.
People love Norway.
They do.
Yeah, it's beautiful, first of all. And it's a lot of, they don't let you fall on your ass and just lay there in the street. They'll take care of you.
Yes.
Apparently.
Another one I would have never guessed in a million years, Luxembourg.
Oh, well, that's molecular. I've actually been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I take it back. Liechtenstein. That's right.
Oh, very different.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Estonia.
I don't know where that is.
Number 4 is Netherlands.
Hmm.
Isn't Netherlands kind of where Belgium is?
Oh.
Isn't it all?
We shouldn't talk about things like that.
I find I'm an idiot when it comes
geography. Yeah, I'm no good.
Just a complete idiot.
Yeah.
No. Denmark is number 3.
Okay.
Australia is number 2.
Really? You know, it popped into my mind. I'm like, nah, it's so hot and it's crazy and people are happy to get out of there. And really?
And I think number 1 you're going to hate.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine how it's number 1.
Yeah.
Singapore.
Singapore
is the best country in the world, according to this study
that Joe Blow did.
Singapore.
Nope.
Would you ever have guessed that in your top 25
guesses?
Singapore.
Yeah. I think I deserve a dollar just because I... Why isn't the USA anywhere? Where's the USA?
Oh, 11, Finland, 12, Seychelles. I don't know what that is. 13, United Kingdom, 14, Sweden, 15, Portugal. Latvia is 16, Uruguay is 17, Switzerland is 18.
There you go.
Japan is 19, 20 is France, 21 is Spain, 22 is Malta.
How dare they?
23!
23!
We're number 23!
We're number 23! People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know. This is the second Hot Pocket related shooting I've seen the last couple of years.
That's a very strange thing to say.
He shot roommate in the butt for eating last Hot Pocket.
I understand. Hot Pockets are delicious.
They're nutritious.
They're the only thing you can live on sometimes. And your rat bastard roommate steals the last one. Bang!
Police in Louisville, Kentucky say a 64-year-old man shot his roommate in the butt for eating the last one.
Why in the butt?
I don't know exactly why. The guy was running away from him. He got angry and he started throwing like floor tiles that were available for some reason at his roommate.
There you go.
And he was yelling like, "You, why would you eat the last one? That's the last one was mine. Why would you do that?"
People used to eat my Hot Pockets when I shared the house with like 57 people and drink my Jolt Colas. And I would get really mad.
Really?
Really angry. I didn't shoot any of them, but.
The roommate says he fought back and was trying to leave when Williams retrieved a gun from the house and shot him in the butt.
He retrieved it.
He did, yes. I don't know why you aim for the butt. Maybe he didn't really want to murder a guy over a Hot Pocket. Maybe cooler heads prevailed for just a second. I'm still going to shoot, but I will hit him in the butt.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do.
You know.
He's pled not guilty to charges of second-degree assault And I think that that should hold up in court.
Oh, yeah, no problem. That's not sexy.
Judge should say, listen, yeah, it's a hot pocket.
Well, you know, exactly. You're lucky you're alive, buddy.
Right. You should thank him and buy him some hot pockets. Did you know?
What?
What up, sparklers are the worst thing for injuries.
I think I've heard that. By the way, I'm going to play another Billy Idol song sometime very soon. When we do, you be caller 25, 26, or 27, and you're going to be in this drawing to go see him in Las Vegas. He's returning to the Chelsea Theater, the Cosmopolitan, in October, and those tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. But, Ox, sometime between now and 5, be caller 25, 26, or 27. We'll put you in the drawing to go see him when we play Billy Idol.
Yes, don't call for that right now. The parts of the body most injured by fireworks?
Hand.
Hand and fingers.
Fingers.
30%, along with head, face, and ears.
You know, I mean, also butt. Our pal Scott, who always sends us stuff, sent us what he says is his favorite 4th of July video, and it's a dude with a sparkler in his butt.
Oh, right.
And he can't get it out. It's supposed to shoot out, and it's really disturbing and hilarious.
And hilarious, yes.
Now, go into the ER with that injury.
Right? I don't know. I can't get it out.
Excuse me.
Legs are 19%, and then eyes, 16%. Yeah. But they do say that sparklers are the worst. And wouldn't you think that's the safest?
I guess because the people hold them. You just keep holding them.
And you give them to little kids.
Right.
Too.
Yes, and they do like to sometimes blow up a little more than you expect, shoot off sparks here and there.
Little kids are not responsible.
No, they don't know what the hell's
They're
going on.
They're not professionals
they
like
are
some
little
of us.
Kids. Yeah.
Right.
I saw all the people trying to warn you, Kevin.
There were a lot of people that were really trying to warn me a lot.
He's a professional.
I'm a professional, people.
He's still got 7 of his 10 fingers. It's pretty impressive. Impressive.
Right? The 2 don't work, but I still have that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Last year, 10,200 people were treated for fireworks-related injuries at emergency rooms. How many there were that didn't go to the emergency room.
Yeah. Like, I'll just deal with it.
10,200 people treated for...
Can you imagine working ER? Like, oh, here we go.
4th of July.
Here we go.
All right, bring in the dumbasses.
You got 4th of July, you got New Year's Eve. I suppose Thanksgiving and Christmas are fairly quiet.
I would think
comparison.
So. I would hope so.
Yeah, you never know.
But let's talk about 4th of July injuries, either now, yesterday, or in your past.
Yeah. Have you ever actually been injured in 4th of July?
I burned the top of my head once.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do that?
One of the sparkle things came out of the firework and just landed right on top of my head.
That is amazing. That doesn't happen more often.
I know, because the size of my head. And my kids were just dying laughing. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world because it took me a couple seconds to understand what was going on.
Right. Why is my head
and then
feel
I started like
fire.
Hitting my head like a crazy man.
If there's video. Where's the video?
I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Video.
I don't think there's video on that one, unfortunately. But for the most part, I am uninjured.
Yeah.
I am a professional and I am uninjured.
Impressive.
But let's take your calls. 818-955-KLOS. You or a friend was injured from a fireworks accident. Maybe yesterday?
Maybe 206 years ago.
Maybe 206 years ago, yes. Call now, 818-955-KLOS.
Rescued, them's the Fighters Foo from But Here We Are, their newest album on KLOS.
We are taking phone calls on 4th of July injuries. How did you hurt yourself? KLOS, hello.
So this was back when me and my brother were about 11 and 12.
Yep.
My dad put one of those old pinwheel fireworks on a 2x4. And he braced it with a couple of cinder blocks.
Excellent.
Yes. And he lit it up. Now, of course, you know, cinder blocks aren't going to hold anything. So pinwheel started shooting off. He's standing there, of course, with the old biker shorts and his slip-on. And the minute the wheel fell to the ground and started spinning on the ground, he started hopping like a hot foot dancing.
That's fantastic. That's the best kind of injury.
Yeah, when it was all said and done, he had a couple of burns, singed hairs on his legs. We're talking like Chewbacca was on fire for a few minutes.
That's fantastic. That is a great visual.
Yeah, you must have been laughing your heads off.
Oh, I couldn't stop, but then Mom told us you better not or he's going to hurt you.
Right on. That's perfect.
Good times.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the video.
And KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. 4th of July injuries.
House on fire.
I'm sorry.
Oh, house on fire.
Really? What? How did that happen?
Rockets. Bottle rockets.
Can you tell us in the form of a story?
Last night, we were watching the fireworks, and dumbasses over in the next block do a bottle rocket, landed on the house, it's on fire.
Wow. How did they get it put out?
Yeah, but...
Everybody out there with garden hoses and right. Spitting.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thanks for bringing that to life. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, how's it going?
So, good, thank you.
Yeah. So when I was about 11 years old, and we were having Roman candle fights.
Yep, been there.
So we would shoot each other with Roman candles.
Yep.
And my buddy, he got me right in the abdomen and burned a hole right through my shirt and left a... pretty big blister.
Damn.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, but it was fun, though, man. It was good times back in the day.
It was good times back in the day.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
4th of July injuries. We're talking about 4th of July injuries. You have one?
Yeah, I was throwing firecrackers, you know, blowing them up and just having a good old time. And,
yep.
Well, one of them had a short fuse or a quick fuse, I guess, and as I threw it, it blew up in my hand.
Ouch! Damn it!
Three of my fingers were pretty mangled. They didn't break anything, but it broke the skin. Ugh. And they're bloody.
Wow.
You know, it felt really nice, you know, for a while.
Damn.
But no emergency room for you.
Oh, yeah, I went to the emergency room.
Oh, you did?
And my hand blew up like a balloon.
That moment of shock when you realize what happened must have been just like blinding, right? Just like white light, like boom!
Pretty much, and the ringing wouldn't stop for hours. Wow. Right next to my head when it blew up.
Like, no one has ever laughed more about their own
injury
than you.
We appreciate that. Well, that's awesome.
Well, I'm glad I could share with you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
We're at a 4th of July party in Huntington Beach, and about halfway through the show, this guy stands up, decides to take a bomb that goes off. He stuck it on his head, and he cracked his head open. Had to take him to the hospital.
Why would he stick it on his head?
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm in a car wash.
Oh, no worries.
What happened is he thought he could handle the concussion, but
what?
The concussion is like a bomb.
Sure.
It just cracked it, and he's sitting there laughing, and then the blood started going down the
front
of him, and he just... came unglued. But anyway, that was about 2 years ago.
I wouldn't necessarily want to feel it, but it must have been a very odd feeling on the top of your head, man. You know, when it blew up.
No, that's incredibly stupid.
But he's laughing and he's having
I swear I thought he was dead.
Sure.
Because once he started laughing, he wasn't dead. But I went, oh my God.
Right.
Because it sounded like a big bomb. Sounded like a big bomb.
Damn. That's insane. All right, kids, don't put it on your head.
Thanks a lot. I love you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling,
dude. That's a good tip, though. Don't put a bomb on your head.
Yeah, that is good.
Keep your head bomb-free. KLOS, hello.
Yes, careless whisper, please.
It's coming up next. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? Hey, back at you. My brother found 17 different kits of fireworks when we were kids.
Yep.
And took them all apart because he was a scientist. He took them all apart, took all the ingredients, and he went after the gopher in our yard and put them all in a hole.
Had he just seen Caddyshack?
No, it had. I know that's funny, but no. Ironically, it was before Caddyshack.
And did he blow up your entire yard?
He pretty much blew up the neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
Your brother rules.
Yeah, you dropped that down there. Wow.
Oh, he'd be the bomb.
You know, that kind of makes me want to do that.
Yeah, same.
That sounds kind of fun.
No, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that. You're saying don't do that. Okay, don't do that.
You know.
That's what we're saying. Don't do that. Jimmy
Five. Sounds like something you'd hear on the wave.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I'm not down with the wave.
It's all about the wave. Thanks for waving along with us today or whatever. We've got some Kenny G coming up.
Songs with friend in the title as well. That's our theme today.
Very nice.
Five songs, five in a row at 5 o'clock with the theme. Today's theme is friend in the title.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sligo.
So clearly, got to do this one. A little help from my friends.
Hey, guys, I've got a request for the 5-5.
Let's hear it.
How about Me and My Friends by the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It's Gimme 5. The song, the theme is friend in the title.
And what have you got? Hello.
Yeah, how about Why Can't We Be Friends?
Why can't we be friends?
You know the song.
That's a gooder.
You know the song.
You would like me to sing it? I will do that.
You know, I don't know who does it, though.
War. Yes. As featured in...
Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh, is it really?
What?
Oh,
how did funny. You... What a pull.
It's the closing credit.
Oh, that's funny. It's also in Dazed and Confused. That's what I was going to say.
But Lethal right Weapon
oh, yeah,
4.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. We're doing Gimme 5, songs with friend in the title.
What do you got, friend?
I'm thinking Waiting on a Friend by the Rolling Stones.
Ah, I love that song. That's a damn good song. You got a deal, man.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Just never know until we start doing it how many song titles might have, for example, the word friend in it.
More than we thought.
Yeah, we got a ton here. So I'm thinking we'll probably do it tomorrow as well. So be ready tomorrow. And we'll do more friends. And speaking of friends, Ashley at Rock Asset Management, this entire day is dedicated to you because Ashley at Rock Asset Management always has KLOS on at work, which is very
nice. Thank
good
you.
For you, Ashley.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. If you're a DoorDash driver in Texas, maybe times are hard.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a DoorDash driver who delivered a pizza. Cost $20.
Okay.
The woman gave him a $5 tip.
That's nice-ish. That's pretty good. That's
25 solid. Bucks.
Yeah.
He didn't like it because her house was nice. She had an expensive house.
So you spend $20, and even though you have a nice house, maybe you're even house-sitting or hanging out with a friend or something, you're just supposed to cough up more money?
Yes.
So you should give him $20?
Well, you tell me from his attitude.
That's okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Come here, Max.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
You're welcome.
It's a nice house for a $5 tip.
Find a way to get that $5 back, man. What is
that's what most of the comments are that $5 seems fair.
Yeah. What's he? Are they supposed to throw gold at you just because the house is nice?
I'm so sorry. I hope you know most of us that do delivery service really appreciate $5 tips.
Sure. On a $20 item?
As a former DoorDash of four years, you tipped him correctly.
What a jerk.
What a jerk. He's just having a horrible...
Why don't you give
I just
me-
want to say your house is good and your tip sucks.
Yeah, give me the keys to your Bentley, you piece of crap. Great stuff from a Randall Pink Floyd on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Joey Chestnut won the hot dog eating contest yesterday again, which is a 4th of July staple, but hard to watch. Have you watched that?
No, really? I have a hard time watching
that. Super hard to watch.
I mean,
gross.
It's bad enough watching myself eat because what a pig, but this dude.
He crammed 62 hot dogs into his mouth in 10 minutes.
Took him, it says, 4 days before he starts to feel normal again.
And people are dumb. A guy shot his roommate in the butt for eating the last hot pocket.
I don't think that's dumb. That's understandable.
He actually shot him, but in the butt. And more chances for you to qualify for the trip to see Billy Idol in Las Vegas tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz myself.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
So you know to have your ears peeled for Billy Idol, right? There's certain hours we play Wilhelm. You be caller number 25. You're in a grand prize drawing to go see him up in Vegas. He's returning to the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan in October. Those tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you're caller 25, like say between now and 4 when we play something from Billy, we'll get you tickets to that show and get you in Vegas for a couple of nights, give you $100 in gas to drive up. Just be caller 25 when we play Billy, and you are registered. You hear Billy Idol the rest of this week at the right time. You be caller 25, and, well, who's this?
Hello, Dave.
Dave, you're caller 25.
All right.
So you might be getting in your car, driving up to Vegas, and seeing Billy Idol, that gentleman right there, October 27th at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan.
Sounds awesome to me.
So right about 5 or so, you're going to be around your phone?
Today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool, because Kevin and I might, we're going to pull names from the ones that Marcy gave out this to, and ours as well, and maybe yours, the one will be like the one with the glue on it that'll stick to our fingers.
Right on.
Don't forget, you're listening for a Billy Idol song. When you hear it, be caller 25, 26, or in 27, and you'll get qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, which is a trip for two to Las Vegas to see Wilhelm perform.
At the Chelsea, at the Cosmopolitan. Those tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. And Billy, man, he always puts on an amazing live show. He clearly loves doing it.
Yep, that is true.
Try and win. Right about 5 o'clock this afternoon, we are going to call someone, and we're going to tell them they're going to go see that guy in Las Vegas. But first, we got to get some people to call. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you going?
Hey, we have three different people here.
Say hi to each other.
Oh, wow.
Hi. Hey, hi, everyone. Hello.
You guys are callers 25, 26, and 27, which means you might be going to see Wilhelm Idol in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no way.
Have any of you seen him ever?
Yes.
I did once in the 90s.
So unbelievably great.
So good. So
great
good.
Show.
He was amazing. He had just had his motorcycle accident, and he was performing on stage with a cast on his leg.
See, now that's a rock star, man.
No kidding.
Motorcycle accident, exactly. Still on stage rocking the next day. Unbelievably cool.
Exactly.
All right, guys, hold on a second. We'll get all your information, and everyone else, you can buy your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com or keep listening for us to play Billy Idol this week when we do on Kevin and Sluggo, be callers 25 or maybe a few more, and you might be going to see him as well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So today, tomorrow, and Friday, every single time Marcy or Kevin and I play anything from Billy Idol, be caller at least 25. And if you are, then you're in the grand prize drawing. And we're going to do that at 5 o'clock or thereabouts every day, a grand prize drawing to send someone to see Billy Idol in Vegas.
So we're doing that right now.
Yeah, and it's he's doing like a whole bunch of nights there at the Chelsea, at the Cosmopolitan, and those tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. But once you get in the drawing, we call you. All right, if your phone starts ringing, answer it right away. It might be KLOS calling.
It also might not.
Probably is, though.
But might not be.
Most likely.
Hello?
Greetings. Is this Christine?
This is.
We just talked to you a little while ago. You called and you got into that Billy Idol thing, the drawing thing.
Oh, my God.
And we're calling you back to tell you that you won the drawing thing.
Oh, my God.
You're going to Vegas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
October 27th, Chelsea Theater.
Billy Idol tickets.
You win.
I'm driving on Franklin and Hollywood.
Oh,
just
nice.
Shouting out the window. I love it.
Yeah, stop by the 101 and have that final cappuccino before the freeway and tell everybody there. Woo! You just won.
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
I can't tell you how refreshing you are because so many people are like,
oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm glad.
Thanks.
I just won Billy Idol tickets.
Hey, hold on. Don't go away. We're going to get your info. Ulysses at GS Manufacturing always has KLOS on, which proves that Ulysses at GS Manufacturing rules. And by the way, if you are listening to KLOS at work, let us know about it. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi, but she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. It was on This Day in Rock in 1983. Suicidal Tendencies released their self-titled debut album featuring Institutionalized. Lollapalooza resumed for the first time in 6 years since it last stopped in 97 on This Day in Rock in 2003.